This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We suffer from Islam. Attack after attack. Yesterday, Paris for the umpteenth time. Earlier, Stockholm, Nice, Berlin, Brussels, London, Madrid, New York, Amsterdam. Last summer, sometimes twice a day. Everywhere and over again. Always again, innocent people are being killed. Police officer, priests, pregnant women, people walking with a family in the streets, children, grandmas, fathers and mothers. Everyone is a target. This month, I will be under police protection for exactly 12 and a half years. Because of my criticism of Islam, I am on the death list of Al-Qaeda and other Islamic terror groups. But today, we are all on the Islamic death list. And political leaders and the media are still ignoring the problem. They want the citizens to believe that Islam is a peace-loving religion and that there are only a few Islamic extremists who are ruining everything for everyone. What a lie. What a charade. I tell you, do not let yourselves be fooled anymore. It is time to listen to the truth. And the truth is that Islam is not a peace-loving religion. It's an evil ideology that has ensconded itself as a life-threatening monster in our society. An ideology opposed to freedom, which claims that women, Jews, gays, Christians, apostates, and non-Muslims are inferior. Based on a book, the Quran, which is even worse and more anti-Semitic than Mein Kampf. With a leading role for a deranged fake prophet called Muhammad, who slaughtered Jewish tribes, raped a young girl, and is still an example for Muslims all over the world who worship him. Islam is a totalitarian ideology that is intolerant to the bone, preaches hatred, and propagates violence. And it is also a lie that only a handful of Muslims find violence acceptable. Research from the University of Amsterdam shows that as many as 11% of Dutch Muslims find it acceptable to use violence in the name of Islam. That is more than 100,000 Muslims in the Netherlands, twice the number of soldiers in the Dutch army. And no less than 2/3 of Muslims in the Netherlands find Islamic rules more important than our secular laws. We witness gays being beaten in the Netherlands with bolt cutters. Swimming pools being terrorized by Muslim youth. Dutch women and girls groped, spat upon, assaulted even. Moroccan youth make many streets and neighborhoods and Dutch villages and cities unsafe and are heavily overrepresented in crime statistics. The Netherlands are no longer the Netherlands. We are being colonized. Our population is being replaced by people with norms and values that are not ours, by a culture of hatred and violence. But this is our country, and we have to take it back. The Netherlands must be ours again. Meanwhile, mass immigration goes on and on. And by the end of the century, the population of Africa will quadruple from 1 to 4 billion. We will be flooded with even more fortune seekers who will often bring their Islam along. But those who saw Islam will harvest Sharia law. We will lose our freedom and the Netherlands will become an Islamic state. And the political elite has first transformed the Netherlands from an independent country into a province of the European Union, and now it has nothing at all to prevent us from becoming a province of Africa at the end of this century. People in the Netherlands, please wake up. People in Europe, wake up. People everywhere in the West, wake up. It is time to cry out loud that we no longer accept it. That the Netherlands is our country. That Europe is our continent. That the West is ours. That we want to remain a free people. That we want to preserve our own culture and identity. And do not want mass immigration anymore. More open borders. No imams, jihadists, and mosques anymore. No Islamic terror anymore, that we are sick and tired of Islam, that we must de-Islamize our beautiful country so that we and our children and grandchildren can grow up and live in a free Netherlands.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
I want to encourage all of you to remember how high the stakes really are right now in the battle for freedom. And the information war is paramount. That's why it's more important than ever that you spread the word about InfoWars.com and send out the links so people can watch the free feeds and get the free podcast and download the free iPhone and Android apps at InfoWars.com/show. It is critical that we be able to email you when we're being cyber attacked or shut down. Sign up to get our email alerts at InfoWars.com/newsletter. And finally, we have launched our new free app at InfoWars.com/app. You can download it on iPhone, Android. Once you've downloaded the free app at InfoWars.com/app, you can then, if you choose, pay $4.95 a month to get InfoWars Prime. We produce documentaries, special reports, live events, and so much more on a daily and weekly basis just for Prime members. We also have daily specials, sometimes as much as 50% off for members of InfoWars Prime. InfoWars has come a long way, and InfoWars Prime is just one more weapon in the fight for liberty.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
We are back live on The Alex Jones Show, and I'm delighted to be joined once again by the author of Enemy of the State. He is Tommy Robinson at T. Robinson New Era on Twitter. Of course, he's been doing a lot of great work for The Rebel recently, which we're going to get into. Tommy, you appear to have staged an impromptu Draw Muhammad cartoon contest there. What's going on?
That's what I was going to be like. Oh, you're right, Paul, you set him up this.
Mo Hamhead, tell us about your creation there.
Our creation, we're in a hotel waiting room. We've just come to do this quick talk. We're travelling up north and we're just having a bit of fun.
Now, you've been following the French election, obviously. It's Macron versus Le Pen. It's what many people predicted. France, specifically Paris, has been hit with 6 jihadist terror attacks in the last 3 years, yet just 5% of people in Paris voted for Marine Le Pen. 38% voted for Macron. Are they happy just continuing to live with terrorism, you know, as Macron said before the vote? Are they just happy to continue with business as usual?
It's insanity, and the worrying thing is, I hope Le Pen can do it this time. And I keep gauging that when it will happen is in 4 years' time, when we have the elections of Holland at the same time as Germany, now because of Theresa May, there'll be elections across Europe in 4 years' time. But the worrying thing is that the new generations or the younger generations think this is normal. Because as they're growing up in it, terrorism will become part of everyday life. Because that's all they've known and all they've seen. Because for the last 4 or 5 years across Europe, it's just terror, terror, terror. For the next 4 years, I think when you look at the arrest rate, they go up 60% a year across Europe. The attacks are intensifying. They're getting worse. They're getting bigger. They're getting badder. So it's worrying for the next. I think that the changing point will be the election in 4 years' time. But yeah, it's insanity. And the Paris view mindset seems to be similar to London.
The encouraging thing for me, as we were talking about earlier, is the polls showed before the vote, 39% of young people aged 18 to 24 were going to vote for Marine Le Pen. She's got this huge, energetic, youthful movement behind her. You know, it's partly because of the youth unemployment there. They've got 24% youth unemployment. But again, that's tied to the large numbers of immigrants they're bringing in, taking the jobs. They can no longer achieve the living standard that their parents had attained for generations beforehand. So we're seeing that in France. We're not really seeing it in the UK, but I think that's something encouraging to say that in 4 or 5 years' time, if Le Pen doesn't win this time, if there's anything left of France in that time, that we could have a positive result in the next presidential election, if not this one.
That's what I'd be looking at. I think everything will change over the next 4 years. Things are going to get a lot worse. I think that's when Le Pen, that's when Wilders, that's when Swedish Democrats, that's when parties across Europe, one of them's going to come to power. Now, Hollande said that a vote for Le Pen is a vote for civil war. Now, I'd agree that when a leader gets into a country of Europe that tries to enforce the laws that are already there against a hostile Islamic community, it will spark mass civil unrest because they won't allow them. So at some point, there is going to be huge civil disorder. But whether it be a vote for Le Pen now to try and sort that problem out or wait 10 or 15 years until we can't say no, until Europe is gone, or as people know Europe's gone, I'd put everything for the next 4 years, and I think we're going to have a hell of a lot of trouble, unfortunately, a hell of a lot of murder. I think since 2015, I saw 238 French citizens have been murdered in the name of Islam. And it's going to get a lot worse. When you're talking about problems in Paris, I looked, and there was a court case last week where 28 Muslim men have been charged for kidnapping a Jewish man off the street, and they had him for 3 weeks. Now, when you read the details of this case, you wouldn't think that could happen on the streets of a European city. You would not believe it. And something we're actually working on now for Rebel, and there was a Jewish man in London who was attacked upwards of 300 times. God bless him, he died 2 weeks ago. Yeah, he's now gone. When we've gone through and we're detailing what happened to him, how it happened to him, who he turned to, who he begged for help, all these crimes against him, which are horrific, it's an unbelievable story. When I tell people this story, and we've got all the documentation to go through with the documentary we're making to show what's happened to him, it's unbelievable. It's unbelievable what this man went through and what happened to him and the failure. Similar to what happened with Rotherham in the UK, where no one wanted to deal with it, they allowed it to happen. With this Jewish man, no one wanted to admit that that a Jewish man can't walk through the streets of an Islamic ghetto in London without being persecuted, targeted, beaten, violently assaulted, and at one point raped by a Muslim gang. Now, this story will be something that I think is going to shock so many people when this is put together, because I've got footage. I knew this man. I met this man 4 years ago, and I've got footage of me and him talking for years about all these issues where he's crying, he's emotional, and he's begging. And he's now dead, and he's been persecuted to death. So these sort of problems that people really need to see are happening, whereas they're hidden. And at times, people just don't believe it. They don't believe it. And until I saw this case in Paris this week, which was exactly the same as what's happened to this gentleman in London, Israel Shalom.
What's incredible to me, Tommy, is the judicial system is accommodating this invasive, intolerant culture that we've invited in. We saw a story a few days ago. There was a Turkish migrant in Germany who had raped a teenager, and he got off because, in one sense, he didn't understand the word no, that was a sign to stop raping a teenager. And in the rest of the article, which was in German, they actually said that in his culture, and they used the word culture, rape is just rough sex, and he doesn't really know the difference. he got off prison time because in his culture, it's acceptable to rape teenagers. You know, we had the guy in the swimming pool, I think it was in Austria, who raped a young boy. And he was surprised that the police even showed up because he was just like, well, why is this a problem? It's perfectly acceptable in my country. That's incredible.
He was actually, after raping that 10-year-old boy, when the police got there, he was on the diving board.
Yeah, it was just second nature to him, right?
He was on the diving board. It's exactly what you just said. That happened in Leicester, in the UK. A Muslim man had raped, because it's rape for a child. The child was 13. What he said was that he was completely unaware, because he'd only been schooled in an Islamic madrasa, completely unaware of the law and the legal age limit in the UK. He lived in the UK his whole life. But he's been brought up in an Islamic ghetto with Islamic doctrine, believing that the Sharia, when a girl starts her periods, is fair game. This is happening across Europe, and you're right. And even we see many times where children are coming in with adults. You'll have 13 or 14-year-old young girls who are married to men, because that's part of Islamic culture. And we're seeing that it's being legalised, because they're being allowed to live with them as refugees. We're legalising child brutality. We're legalising child cruelty, everything. It's worrying.
Now, I think, Tommy, they've gone from denial. They've gone from denying this is happening. We had Cologne. We had the assaults at the Swedish music festivals. We've had basically incidents on a weekly basis, if not, you know, daily basis at this point. They've gone from denying it to just kind of saying it's part of tolerance to embrace this and to just accept it. You know, the women who were raped on trains in Germany and Sweden, they say, well, we didn't report it to police because these people have had a hard time getting here, whether they're from Syria or not. Of course, we know most of the refugees aren't. But they've gone from denial, because it's so obvious, it's so in their face, to just saying part of tolerance is to tolerate and embrace being sexually abused, children being sexually abused. You had Tim Pool, who went to Sweden, got kicked out of a migrant suburb. He also went to Paris, and he was interviewing an American woman who lives in Paris, and she said, yeah, the migrants will not just catcall us, not just verbally abuse us, they will run down the street after us, try to expose our breasts. But then she said, oh, but, you know, we have to be tolerant. How has it got into these people's minds that tolerance includes tolerating being sexually abused?
I'm saying this, that there's three stages to it. There's disbelief, disappointment, and acceptance. And we're all in acceptance. Well, we're not, but many are in acceptance. Acceptance that this is how it is. This is how it's going to be. This is what's happening. And, for example, I went to a court case last week. 28 Muslim men. 28 of them. They're in court for raping. There was 120 young children identified. Only 20 wanted to come forward and go through the stress and the chaos that's already caused to their lives. That's 28 men in the town of Huddersfield, a small town in the north of England, you know it.
And we got the footage you can roll in the background where you're confronting some of the suspects here, right?
The reason for that is that now, so many of these, now I'm just getting angry even looking at them. These men are walking into court like they're gangsters. They're in court for raping young kids. I just don't understand the audacity. And when I talk about the attitude problem that's happening here, you know, the security guards in that court were Muslim. I watched it. They all shook their hand. The other people that were Muslim in court for driving offences and other offences who were not part of this rape gang, they all shook their hand. They see no problem. These men don't have to walk the streets in shame. They walk their communities proud. No one's grasping them. No one's told the police of them. It's accepted. That's part of their culture. We all know it, or I know it, and if the viewers don't, within Islam, Muhammad took sexual slaves. Non-Muslim women are allowed to be taken as sexual slaves. It says 4 or 5 times in the Quran, outside of your 4 wives, take whatever your right arm possesses as sexual slaves. Non-Muslim women. The justification for these, and you have to ask why 90% of street gang convictions are Muslim men. 20% are called Muhammad. And here's where the problem comes. Outside that court case, I was waiting there, I was doing a video, and what I said is, there's 28 men, 27 of them are Muslim, and 30% are called Muhammad. And a woman walked past and said, why are you being racist? She asked me. And I went after her, I said, I just stated a fact. I'm at the court case, 30%, 8 of them are called Muhammad. And she said, oh, you're racist, you've come up here to be racist. Not a mention of disgust at the fact that 11-year-old white English girls have been prosecuted. I'm going to another court case tomorrow, where there's 17 Muslim men in the town of Oxford in the UK, a beautiful middle class town. There's 25 Muslim men coming up on a trial in Halifax. This is a rape jihad that has swept our country. And what they're doing now is when these cases come up, which is the reason why we're going to the court cases and we're going to report on them, this is not hitting national news. Could you imagine 28 English men had gang raped, prostituted and beaten 120 Muslim young girls?
Absolutely incredible, Tommy. We've got a break coming up. We'll be back with Tommy Robinson. We'll skip the break, actually. We're going to continue with this. We have Tommy Robinson on the line there. Again, he confronted these accused Muslim rape gangs, and it goes back to the problem with political correctness. There was an ongoing ritual abuse of children in Rotherham. Absolutely amazing. Going to get back into it with Tommy Robinson here in a second. But we have Alex Jones live. Alex, you're on the air. Go ahead.
That's right. I skipped this break. So Tommy, doing some of the most important work in the world, and you, of course, Paul, and our great team would have more time today. But I'm going to be co-hosting with you a little bit in this segment into the next. Obviously, I can't make statements because of the gag order until this Friday when it's lifted, and I'll be really happy to be able to respond to MSM and all the unprecedented behavior they're involved in. But look, I was somebody 10 years ago that didn't like Islam or radical Islam or Orthodox Islam, but didn't.
When you started your business, it wasn't because you wanted to be like everybody else. You have something special to offer, and you want customers to know it from the moment you hand them your card. That's why now is the time to go to Vistaprint.com, where you can get 500 customized, high-quality business cards starting at just $9.99. It's worth repeating. 500 custom business cards starting at $9.99. Vistaprint lets you choose everything about your card with thousands of customizable design options for every industry. You select the quality, whether that means standard or upgrading to our luxurious premium stocks. And you decide whether you want to do it yourself with our simple design process or ask for a little help via chat, email, or phone from our support specialists. We even have professional designers on call. There's never been a better time to get a business card that's every bit as unique as your business. Just head to Vistaprint.com to get your 500 business cards starting at $9.99. Use promo code 3377 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 3377.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Many books have been written regarding the law of attraction, but what if all these books are missing the most important information we can use when it comes to activating this law in our lives? The new book, It's Time to Align, the most powerful self-help book ever written by Alan Lottinger, takes a look at how the law of attraction really works and how it is being suppressed in our lives. Learn how to overcome this manipulation and how to experience alignment with the creative power of the universe. Get the new book, It's Time to Align, available at Amazon.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Being lied about, never allowed to respond because he was telling the truth and ringing the alarm bell. And that's a hero right there when somebody's willing to tell the truth up front, knowing you're going to get crushed for doing it. But you know what? I'm proud to do this. I'm no hero. We're going to get totally crushed and lose if we don't do this. And as men, it's our job to do it. So I don't do this because I'm a hero or I've even got courage. I'm afraid of the globalist and their Islamic hordes having victory. So I do this out of desperation for my family. Back to Paul Watson and Mr. Robinson. I'll come back with some more comments in the next segment, but you guys take over.
Okay, we're trying to get Tommy back. He's back on the line, I believe. We have Tommy. Tommy, you were just talking about it before. Again, Rotherham. They say, oh, political correctness is just being nice. It's just being polite. Political correctness was the primary reason why, what was it, 1,400 girls were abused by these Pakistani rape gangs for a period of 13 years. Nobody wanted to talk about it because of the identity of the groomers, of the people kidnapping and selling these girls into sex slavery. That's the cost of political correctness, Tommy.
Yeah, when people say how powerful is political correctness, well, it made a country stand still while a generation of children were raped. That's how powerful. Well, and when we talk about Rotherham, Paul, in Rotherham, there's only about 3,500 Muslim men that fit the age of the groomers. Rotherham doesn't have that many Muslims. Rotherham's not a town that has a huge Muslim population. The only reason why we know of the figure 41,400 is because of a charity called Risky Business that kept all of the figures and statistics of the girls and the children they were dealing with. Now, there were attempts made to destroy that evidence. There were attempts made. So I think Rotherham's been used as a scapegoat town, whereas the true figures for cities like Birmingham, the true cities like this, will be in excess of thousands and thousands and thousands. The 1,400 sounds bad, but that's the tip of the iceberg. That's the tip of the iceberg.
And yet, again, we saw the feminists in France yesterday. They're not upset about this. They're not, well, the women are in France, the ones who don't go out and expose themselves, the actual women voters. Majority voted for Marine Le Pen in France because of the threats they face, because they don't feel safe. They've done polls where they tell pollsters that they don't feel safe. She got the most votes from women, yet we have feminists out trying to block people from voting from Marine Le Pen, who would be the first female president of France, the only candidate who has actual policies to address these issues, which represent a direct threat to women with this hostile culture coming in that treats women like second-class citizens. What is the fundamental disconnect? I mean, I guess it's just Islamism, feminism, the far left. They all have the general same goal of destabilizing society, overturning everything. So they've formed this toxic alliance, even though on the surface it's completely contradictory to the ideals of original feminism to protect women and women's rights.
It's like they use each other. They use each other. Because even the Marxists and the communists, they hate religion. But they'll side and back up Islam because they see it as an ally in getting their way, defeating the rule of law, defeating democracy. When we talk about Islam and feminism, I heard a gay man interviewed about Le Pen in France. And they were saying that she's not for same-sex marriages. But he said, but I won't get killed by her. And she will stop the people that want to come in and kill me. So if the difference between not being able to marry my partner or stay alive and not get violently attacked by hordes of immigrants that she's bringing in that have a complete homophobic views and want to perpetrate violence.
Sure. And in fact, Tommy and Paul, let me...
Go ahead, Alex. Jump in.
Right here. We're on a three-way talk here. I'm going to come back in the next segment with you guys, but I've just got to jump in. Again, it's total suicide, this alliance the left has, because they're anti-Christian, anti-West, with the Islamists, and they believe they can control Islam to bring it in and cause such a crisis. They can then come in and take all of our freedoms because of the crisis Islam will cause, claiming that we caused the crisis, but clearly they're the ones. And so, Tommy, how is it going to work for them now that they're hoax? And Paul, this as well, that the MSM's hoax that Islam is peaceful and loving and good when it's really an out-of-control authoritarian cancer, as this implodes, how do you expect these battle lines to play out? Because, you know, she's in the runoff now against the social moderate Democrat, or whatever you call him. He was in the news last week saying, just accept terror attacks, it's part of life. What the hell is this white flag to Islam? And now that the dam's breaking, where do you expect this fight to go?
Go ahead, Tommy.
I'd say that you're right. The dam is breaking. We're seeing the clap. Paul, you probably get the same. I get the same everywhere I go. I'm supposedly the most hated man in Britain. That's what they tag me as. Come and spend a day with me walking in the streets. I don't get anything but support. The general public are awake. I even went to a university yesterday. I went to York University campus. This was a university that cancelled a speech by me. I went to the university. I walked onto campus. The first three people come up to me were students, middle class, who supported me, who want to hear. They all are understanding now. A lot of people are. There were two students who had a go at me. One called me a racist. When I stopped and asked him, explain how I'm racist, dumbfounded, couldn't say a thing. Another man said, I just don't like you. When I asked, why don't you like me? He said, oh, I don't know. And I said, he said, because you make ridiculous statements. I said,
give me one back, Tommy. Paul.
Yeah, they got no argument. You challenge them on why they call you a racist. They never have any actual argument. We'll be back with Tommy Robinson. He confronted one of his Twitter trolls. That made for an interesting video. We're going to ask him about that and more. This is the Alex Jones Show live, Infowars.com. We'll be back. Don't go away.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
More than 2 years ago, InfoWars first told you about our research into what has been called the iodine conspiracy. I've told you about how scientists have known for decades that iodine deficiencies can devastate IQ, and how the government knowingly started taking iodine out of the food and adding fluoride, the bad member of the halogen family, into the water. They took the good halogen out and put the deadly halogen in. And when the Fukushima crisis worsened, as it still is worsening today, I was there telling you how to prepare yourself and your family. Now, in 2016, even more information has been revealed concerning the connection between iodine and the gut, which many experts are now saying could be the biggest revelation ever concerning iodine. You can pull these studies up for yourself. This is the real deal, folks, and the truth is that iodine is essential, in my view, to any optimum health regimen. Stock up on Survival Shield X today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Hollywood Babylon. Hollywood Babylon. I'm going to go back to Mr. Watson, Mr. Robinson here in a minute for the balance of the hour. They may even want to take some calls. I'm not sure. But they've got some video clips they want to play, the craziness that goes on. But here's the deal. Europeans can be tribalist and racist. Africans can be tribalist and racist. Asians can be tribalist and racist. And in ancient times, that was normal because generally a tribe from over the hill or whatever, if you had better fishing grounds, better hunting grounds, they'd come drive you out of there. Now, in the modern Christian culture, that hasn't been perfect, but that's what changed the world, created the new system we have. It was about your heart and soul and what you stood for and being affiliated with God and free societies. Kind of the Renaissance meets Christianity. And the Old Testament Judaism, not the Babylonian Talmud Judaism that's something completely different, basically Satanism. When you sit here and you look at all this, Judeo-Christian values, people always get mad, go, we're not Judeo, or we're not. Yeah, it's Judeo-Christian values with common law, European common law, which was pretty commonsensical as well. So that's the merger of those three laws. That's taught in law school. Okay, that's a fact. And in come the Muslims that have their Sharia law that they say is the only law. We just had these doctors arrested here mutilating little girls, reportedly, in the United States. Well, they're promoting Hillary's assistant and girlfriend's mother's the most famous Islamic woman, writing books about mutilating women, how it must be done, literally cutting their genitals off. A lot of ignorant people say, how do you cut a woman's genitals off? Real easy. You know, as a man, seeing women gets me angry. Women and children, you know, women and children get to the lifeboats first. That's what society's about. But they remove women from being with a culture that actually wants to empower them and protect them. And then bring in another culture that totally enslaves them. And then make jokes about slave ships and slave blocks and slave auctions in Libya. And say, I'm crazy, it doesn't exist, even though it's mainstream news. So this is the main threat. And the left is allied with them. So Tommy got cut off from the break. We're going to go back to him in a moment. I'm going to punch out of here and let him and Paul take over. They're allied with it, but I want to get his take on, sure, the dam's broken, we're beginning to win, but they're coming in with censorship in Europe, the UK, the US, saying shut us down, trying to pass laws where you can't criticize Islam. That's already in place in Germany, covering up the crime statistics. This is here. This is happening. So how does he see that playing out? Because, look, it's Trump's 100 days coming up. He's going after radical Islam. He's building the wall. He's not letting in people from seven countries that don't even have real passports, that don't even have working airports, most of them, Somalia, Libya, these places. You're going to have people with slave auctions, with collapsed airports bombed out, with crazy jihadis running in, where planes barely land and take off, with fake caliphate stamped, you know, where the grand imam of ISIS gives passports to Habib to get on planes and come over and blow stuff up. And they're acting like Trump's bad, trying to block that. So he's done a great job on the economy, a great job on getting the stock market up, a great job on so many fronts. Is he perfect? No, but he's an American president, not a globalist. But the globalists are allied with Islam. And I want to get Paul's and, of course, also Mr. Robinson's take, Tommy's take on this after I leave. Briefly, we fund our operation selling super high-quality products. Anybody can see that InfoWars is now under as much attack in the United States. It's ridiculous. The lies, the twisting. I guess they thought because, you know, right now with what's going on in court, so I can't speak out. Well, that affect me on separate lies they told. They're separate from court. But it is just all-out assault. I'm not that important. They know, though, if they can set a precedent, shut me down, as they're calling for, then they can shut anybody down. Because we really do reach 45 million people conservatively a week. And we're going out and getting... It's like Paul, tens of millions a week. Tens of millions a week, Paul reaches conservatively 15 million, sometimes 30, 40 million. Tommy reaches tens of millions. We're all coming together. There's a quickening of every race, color, and creed that want justice and freedom, and the globalists are scared. And they're scared of their whole system being exposed, and they're scared of how bona fide and how unscripted and how real we are. So that's why they say we're fake or we're racist or don't like Obamacare, you're a racist. It's crap. It doesn't work. Now, I misspoke this weekend because I've been busy, and I was told by my warehouse guys that a shipment of DNA Force had come in. We had a limited, only a few thousand bottles, which, believe me, I wish we never sold out of it. I could fund our operation. We have to pass California standards, which are almost impossible. It's very hard to source organic bio-PQQ, CoQ10, all of a sudden it's in DNA Force. You know, nerve growth refactor, 100-something studies we can even talk about, because in Europe a lot of this stuff is, you know, actually pharmaceuticals. The Japanese are obsessed with it. That's where we get the bio-PQQ from. It's amazing what it does for your body, the ultimate antioxidant, and so much more. I was wrong. The 18-wheeler with the shipment of it, air-conditioned 18-wheeler, doesn't show up till Wednesday. Till Wednesday. And then there's only a few thousand bottles. So if you want DNA Force, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, sign up in the email box to get on the waiting list. You'll get 20. Was it 25% buckling I wanted to do? Even though it's going to sell out, 25% off our flagship product. Some of our products are $9.95. Some of our products are $100 because just the bio-PQQ in it costs us $35,000 to $40,000 per kilo. just what's in the bottle is $35 to $40 just to the BioPQQ. So, again, find out about BioPQQ. There's all these synthetic ones where it doesn't even do anything, and it's like $50 for a bottle, not even as strong as ours. That's just one ingredient. Ours has got like a whole bunch of ingredients. Top scientists developed it. Here's an example. I'm going to throw this back. A lot of this was already best-selling brand names from goods and stuff that we bought and had private label, and then we discounted. Our colloidal silver's that. It's at $25, it's like $15 or whatever, and it's the same stuff Whole Foods sells for $25. But a lot of the stuff I came up with, I went to the scientists and the developers, and I said, I want grass-certified, you know, FDA, CETA-safe ingredients. Everything we use grass, that's a law. But then you can get, you know, it's a danger zone. We know we're under scrutiny. There's some great stuff that isn't grass out there we like to sell. And it's not green grass. It's a law Congress passed about what's seen as safe as supplements, as nutraceuticals. But my lawyer gave me the authorization to do this. Randall Wilhite is the top family law lawyer in Texas. His name's on the family law book. When they codify the law for 2 years, he codifies it, he writes it, and they pass it. And he said, listen, I've been on four different prescriptions. He's a big old healthy guy. He was Racehorse Haynes, top lawyer, would be the top criminal lawyer probably in the country right now, be this family law. And he said, you say this. I went to the top sleep specialist at UT and other places because I worked so hard. I got in a rhythm of not sleeping. I cannot sleep. Even prescriptions wouldn't do it. He goes, I've taken melatonin. The store didn't do it. He goes, why does knockout make me – he looks like 10 years younger right now. He goes, I owe my life to you. I want to come on here and talk about this. You know, no charge. And I said, no, everybody does this. He goes, who developed it? I said, I just thought if it's $19.95 for a little bottle of melatonin, why don't I have the same but organic, not synthetic, $19.95, and then add the L-tryptophan, the valerian root, the lemon balm, the concentrated kids chamomile, and a bunch of other stuff. I checked with the experts. There's no countervening problems mixing them together. Still check with your physician. And it synergistically works together and gives you the best sleep I've seen personally. Go see the hundreds and hundreds of five-star reviews. Get your knockout today. It's $19.95. I'm thinking about putting it in a glass bottle, making it all fancy, selling it for more just to fund our operation instead of just, you know, low-cost, black-and-white bottle. I designed it, my idea, everything. That's really my baby. But it's all the Mother Nature, all the wives' tales, best stuff that we all, you know, also know individually what they do now via science together. $19.95 and a pretty good sized pill, though. You take one, great sleep. You take two, watch it out. It is knockout. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com. That's how we're financing Paul, his whole operation, and all these great guests and the platform to promote others, thanks to you. So great products and support InfoWars, InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Now back to Tommy Robinson. Support him and the work he's doing, and Paul Watson here in Austin, Texas. And then, of course, ending up the fourth hour with other great hosts as well. But spread the link, InfoWars.com/show. There's a reason I'm trying to shut us down.
Okay, thanks, Alex. Now we're going to go back to Tommy. Tommy, Alex mentioned that during his monologue, FGM. We have an article out of Daily Call I'm going to read to you here. New York Times refuses to use term female genital mutilation because it's culturally loaded. Worried that the term female genital mutilation might sharpen the divide between those who oppose brutally cutting away a little girl's genitalia to deprive her of sexual pleasure and those who practice the, quote, right. One New York Times editor, and in fact this is prevalent throughout the entire New York Times, instead refers to the ritual as genital cutting. Tommy, it's just cutting. It's just like going to the hairdressers, right? They're even afraid to use the very term now when they talk about it.
I looked into this. I had a real in-depth look into the laws, into the side effects, into the mental health issues on the children, on the women as they grow older. It's barbaric. It's backward. It's disgusting. 55,000 girls have to British girls. Now, you're not one person prosecuted. Now, the law is that the person who allow, if their parents allow it to happen, they get 7 years in prison. The person cutting the girl, 14 years in prison. Now, why has no one been prosecuted in the UK? These laws have been around for 30 years. Why has not one person been prosecuted? Well, if we prosecuted parents on 55,000 children, our prison system only holds 80,000 criminals. We don't have the accommodation or the facility right now in Britain to even tackle this child abuse. We can't. That's why I try and work out, why are they not arresting them? Is it because they're scared of them? Is it because cultural diversity is so powerful? What was the reason? And I just think that they can't. And it's a similar to the grooming. It would be such a mass effort. And it's disgusting. I think this, I've seen the doctors arrest in America, but this, what's actually happened in the UK, will be viewed as a dark stain on British history. That we allow young children to be mutilated in the name of Islam. And this comes down to, I even looked into what the Prophet Muhammad said about it. The Prophet Muhammad sanctioned that. So when people say it's got nothing to do with Islam, I found hadith after hadith, with comment after comment after comment from Muhammad blessing it, wanting it, and instructing for it. So I hope that America protects its children, whether they be Muslim, Christian, or whoever they are, protects them. And Birmingham Police Force in the UK, they actually put a tweet out of their police force's Twitter account saying that it would not benefit the children to prosecute the parents. It might benefit the next children. If you put the parents in jail for 7 years and you take the girls into care and give them a life free of slavery, then it might actually stop some of these parents doing it. But you're actually encouraging it and allowing it in our country for tens of thousands of young girls to be mutilated. It sickens me. Because I looked into it, anyone out there who's not looked into this, it is, and I've heard people try and compare it to Jewish circumcision. It's nothing like it. It doesn't compare.
We just lost Tommy there for a moment. We'll try and get him back. The point about...
These girls are mutilated.
Go ahead.
For the rest of their...
Yeah, we're having trouble with Tommy there. We'll try and get him back on a good connection. We have to remember, of course, that here in the United States, Linda Sarsour, who is the big feminist icon right now, she's an FGM advocate. She literally made jokes about Ayaan Hirsi Ali being mutilated. She's an FGM victim. Ayaan Hirsi Ali escaped an Islamic country, integrated into the West, became a vocal, prominent ex-Muslim reformist. She is a victim of female genital mutilation. And there you have it, Daily Wire, Muslim Women's March organizer, Linda Sarsour, attacks genital mutilation survivor, I would take her vagina away. She actually tweeted she would take the vagina away of an FGM victim. And she's the big feminist icon right now in the United States. She's the one leading the Women's March. Again, look into her background, pro-Sharia, links with Hamas, wears the hijab, promotes the hijab. We've talked about it over and over again. The far left is aligning with Islamism at every single turn, and it's absolutely disgusting. And it's no wonder that ISIS is coming out with manifestos saying, let's just go ahead and form that alliance. Let's give them weapons. Let's make them militant, because, again, they broadly share the same goals. Absolutely incredible situation. We're trying to get Tommy back on the line. His connection there is not very good. Let's hit some more news stories in the meantime. This is out of RT. 31% of Americans view Russia as greatest danger to US, highest rate in 3 decades. So the propaganda to some extent is working. Answering an open-ended question, 31% of Americans said Russia currently represents the greatest danger to the US. According to a new poll, it is the highest percentage of Americans expressing this sentiment in nearly 3 decades. They broke it down into Democrats and Republicans. Democrats, 39% of Democrats see Russia as the greatest threat to America, while 21% cited North Korea and 13% said it was China. Republicans and Republican-leaning independents said 27% North Korea the biggest threat, 21% Russia, and 18% Iran. So again, there's a huge split between Republicans and Democrats because most of them have bought into that propaganda about the Trump administration being in bed with the Russians, though, of course, that has died down in recent weeks after Trump bombed Syria. Talking about FGM just there, here's an article out of Westminster. UKIP tackle grooming gangs, FGM and Islamist schools. Further to the announcement of banning the burqa, which is what UKIP have called for with the general election coming up here in about 50 days' time, UKIP now plan on to take on grooming gangs with harsher sentences and shut schools teaching Islamist ideology in Britain, as Tommy was talking about. We've had this huge problem of Islamist teachings being prevalent amongst these schools in these Islamist ghetto areas in places like Birmingham. So UKIP has announced they're going to not only try and ban the burqa, they're going to take on these grooming gangs They're going to try and shut down the epidemic of female genital mutilation. They want to introduce school-based medical checks for girls at high risk and prosecute the parents of those who have undergone the barbaric procedure. Tommy, you're back. UKIP's come out and said that they want to ban the burqa, they want to take on FGM. Is this going to be a successful platform in attracting votes, given polls show that increasing numbers of people are against the Islamization of our society?
Given that Paul Nuttall beat the mosque before the Stoke election, gave out leaflets promising that they wouldn't ban halal, had Muslims who were pro-Sharia standing for the party. No, I doubt it. I think it's too little too late. Given that people like myself can't join UKIP, do I see them being strong on the Islamic point? The points they've made are all just general and logical. Who wouldn't want to stop female genital mutilation? It wasn't really shocking to me that they want the burqa back. I think that their campaign slogan should have been stop Islam. Stop sitting on the fence. Stop trying to be an establishment movement. Get real with the real people who are sick to death, fed up, scared, terrified of what Islam's doing. Don't sit on the fence. Just tell the truth. Be honest. Be honest. We need to stop the influence Islam has. Don't try and get to the points. That's what I think they needed to do. And that's what I wish they did do. I wish that UKIP would have put this on years ago so that for the relax and come back to work.
All right, Tommy, stay there. We'll do one more segment with Tommy Robinson. This is the Alex Jones Show live, Infowars.com. We'll be back.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Electrify your day with Secret 12. It's like lightning in a bottle. We all have days in which we just can't seem to perform at the level we'd like to. InfoWars Live Secret 12 is designed to naturally energize your body and mind with two great tasting and super high quality forms of vitamin B12. Proper vitamin and nutrient intake is essential to keep your body functioning at optimum levels. The reality is, it's hard to take in the proper amount of vitamins we need each day with our modern diets. Secret 12 by InfoWars Live is an easy way to naturally upgrade your vitamin B12 intake and support your body's natural systems. It pairs two forms of vitamin B12 into one explosive formula. Vitamin B12 supports healthy energy levels through red blood cell formation and aiding in the body's natural processes, but it also assists with many other functions of the body. Electrify your mind and body and take your health to the next level. Experience the power of Secret 12 at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
We're live final segment with Tommy Robinson. First, a bit of breaking news. The Independent reports French election. Marine Le Pen temporarily steps down as Front National leader to concentrate on presidential bid. There's a lot of confusion over that. People thinking she's dropped out of the presidential election altogether. That's not happened. She stepped down from the leadership role in the Front National Party. That's just breaking now. She will concentrate on the presidential bid, so she's not stepping down altogether. But we'll get more on that because that's just broke on Twitter. Final segment with Tommy Robinson. There's a famous moment in the film Captain Phillips, which a lot of people will have seen, where, you know, their ship gets hijacked by Somali pirates, and one of the pirates looks Tom Hanks in the eye and says, "Look at me, I'm the captain now." And I think for the media, they've had that realization recently, Tommy, because you're basically taking their place. You're looking them in the eye and saying, "Look at me, I'm the media now." You're a journalist now, you're a commentator. They absolutely freaked out when you had the temerity to get a microphone and go to Westminster to report on a national breaking news event that had just happened. They just couldn't fathom what was going on. How panicked has the media become in just the short space of time that you've actually dared to challenge their narrative, especially as relates to the Westminster attack?
They're panicked. And with that Westminster attack, I was there. I was 2 minutes away making a video, ironically, about a warning about the threat Islam poses to us. I'm enjoying what I'm doing currently. When I'm seeing journalists, I had one from The Guardian, and I'm interviewing them. But for years, they've been interviewing me. I'm going up to them and interviewing them on their knowledge. If they're reporting on people who are opposing Islam, what's their knowledge on Islam? And I'm not shocked, actually, but their ignorance is so bad. Like, for example, I asked this Guardian journalist, have you read the Quran? No. What do you understand about Sharia? Nothing. What about the life of Muhammad, the man that these people are protesting about his actions? Have you read about his life? No. Just ignorance, complete ignorance on an issue that they've been reporting about 10 years.
You can see it in the video here, Tommy. You went up to this Guardian journalist and he had basically no idea what was going on about Antifa, right? He didn't even know that they were being violent.
Well, that's what he did. He'd seen them because he walked with me. He saw how violent they were. And the reason why we're doing this is to show the other side. So I, for so long, I've been at English Defence League demonstrations. The media will run violence at EDL rally as 30 arrested. Now, I've known for years those 30 that were arrested were far left Antifa fascists, and the EDL would have been behaving at their demonstrations. So I went to this demonstration here, and I actually called the journalist out. I said, "Are any of you going to report the truth? I've watched as men with balaclavas have attacked people. Will any of you report this?" And I said, "The reason why we're here is to report the truth. Not to give a favourable slant, but just tell people the truth, which is what people want." And I took a good moment with him to remind him that the Guardian are in financial disarray. They're losing money. They're begging for donations. And their time is up. And for the mainstream media, it's a good way of saying to the mainstream media, meet the new media. Because people have been waiting and begging and are so electrified by the fact that we're going to report on the stories that the mainstream media are hiding. We're going to report on the things that they don't want to tell. We're going to make sure people are fully aware of here's what's going on, here's who's doing it, and here's how it's happening.
And they're incredibly nervous about it. Tommy, we've got about 20 seconds left. Just tell people where they can find your work on Rebel and on Twitter.
On Twitter, which is my Twitter page, on Rebel, join Rebel on YouTube. Follow us. We've got so much content coming out. We're going to see another journalist tonight. We're going to confront him. Just ask him to back up his views, back up his points that he's writing about.
And you are the author of Enemy of the State. People can find that on amazon.co.uk, amazon.com. Tommy, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks, Paul. Thanks a lot.
There goes Tommy Robinson. We'll be back with another segment, breaking news on the Alex Jones Show live, infowars.com. We'll be back. Don't go away.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I want to encourage